Thank you. Hey, happy Monday. We got a treat. For the next six chapels, we have our covenant partners who are going to be preaching. Covenant partners are six churches that we covenant with who say they love college students and welcome students to their church or their parish. So leading us off today from Maple Avenue Ministries is Denise Kingdom Greer. Would you give her a warm Hope College welcome?
Oh Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be found acceptable in your sight, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Amen. The word of the Lord comes to us this morning from 1 Timothy chapter 2, beginning with verse 8. Therefore, I want the men everywhere to pray, lifting up holy hands without anger or disputing. I also want the women to dress modestly with decency and propriety, adorning themselves not with elaborate hairstyles or gold or pearls or expensive clothes, but with good deeds appropriate for women who profess to worship God. A woman should learn in quietness and full submission. I do not permit a woman to teach or to assume authority over a man. She must be quiet. For Adam was formed first and then Eve, and Adam was not the one deceived. It was the woman who was deceived and became a sinner. But women will be saved through childbearing if they continue in faith, love, and purity with propriety. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You don't know me. I am a middle-aged woman who lives in a town called Ephesus. And I have things to say. All of the women in my city, in my time, have things to say. We always have. We always will. We were raised that way. But yet they won't permit me to speak at the meetings because he, that dude named Paul, that's his name, he told my pastor Timothy not to let me speak. That if I have questions, I should ask them at home, that I should be silent in the meetings and the gatherings. Now, when I heard this, I couldn't help but wonder, what is his deal? Does he have a problem with women? Does he, for some reason, think that God does not use women to speak? But then as I learned more about this man named Paul, I realized that that cannot be true because I hear in Macedonia, in a small place called Philippi, there's a woman named Lydia there who was the first to receive the gospel from this same Paul. And because of her, her whole family was baptized too. I also hear there are two women named Euodia and Syntyche, and I don't know how to say her name because I'm not from that region. She worked alongside Paul, and he refers to them as co-laborers, just like Luke and Epaphrodites. He even calls women deacons, agents with sacred commission. Listen to them, he tells the community of worshipers. They get to speak aloud. They get to teach both women and men. Paul does not hate women. He just won't let us speak, the women in Ephesus. He won't let us speak in public worship. And because maybe it's because in our city, women emulate Artemis, the great goddess, one of the seven wonders of the world in our time. Her sanctuary is greater than the Greco-Roman pantheon. Perhaps I am not yet ready to speak in the city of refuge, which is what Ephesus means, where Artemis stands tall in her elaborate dawnings, bodice full of the testicles of bulls, strong in her virginity and in her womanness. This goddess, this powerful deity stands above every man, above human and God in our city. And we women, we call on her during childbirth to make it bearable. We call on her in dire circumstances to bring relief. Even in death, we call on her to let death come quickly. She has no husband, no male figure. She stands alone, champion protector of both male and female. And we women are like her, formed in her shadow. And while we were being formed, the boys and the men were sitting at the feet of the Apostle Paul and his teaching about Jesus, about the way, and about worship. And so it might be hard to believe for a woman of my time and space, but I too want to learn. I too want to understand. I too want to study at the feet of this Jesus who was bigger and greater than Artemis. Shall I lift my voice like Lydia? Shall I have my say like Euodia and Syntyche? I shall not. For I do not live in a city where men and women work together, serve and worship together equally, like in Philippi. I do not live in a place where access to the truth of the gospel is shared equally between men and women. I live in a city where women adorn themselves to match Artemis, who lived the best life they know under her reign. It seems in order to follow this way of Christ, it seems in order that we must return to the rudimentary things. Before Deborah the prophetess, before Miriam the courageous, I must return to Eve, her weakness, her temptation, her story, to strike down the Artemis in me so I can learn the way, hear the truth, and walk in the light. And if I do, I believe that someday I will teach men and women like Lydia does. I will lead men and women like Yodia and labor among them like Sintashi. But today, I remove the trappings and learn the ways of the Lord in silence. And so it was in Ephesus when Paul permitted women to speak in public. When Paul did not permit women to speak in public worship, but to in fact learn at home from their husbands. All of this was from one important reason, beloved, for the sake of worship. The Apostle Paul is less concerned about gender, roles, and authority in this text, but more concerned about worship. That unique place where the community gathers and enters into a full room and an egalitarian chorus encircling the Lamb who is slain. Yes, the Lamb who is at the center, who is the focus, who is the audience on whom this never-ending experience serves. It's not ours to measure worship like we get to decide what is good worship or bad worship. It is for God to decide whether to allow us to enter in or if we stand in our large chapel and just sing songs without even touching the throne room. And so we, beloved, here today at Hope College in the 21st century, we must ask ourselves, who needs to stand and lift up holy hands in our community because their voices have been muted in society? Who needs to sit down and listen in silence because they have crushed, diminished, and disregarded in this society? Who needs to return to the rudimentary things, to the beginning when God created male and female, to the Word of God, who is Jesus, his way of teaching men and women, his life together with women and men, his resurrection of all humanity together? Who needs to return? Back to the kingdom imagination, where the first become last and the last become first, where the weak are strong and the strong are weak. For the time is coming, friends. And now is, Jesus tells a woman at a well who eventually becomes a public speaker in Samaria. He tells her, a time is coming. And now is when true worshipers shall neither worship on this mountain or in Jerusalem. Indeed, a time is coming, friends. And now is when true worshipers will neither privilege nor prevent, will neither favor nor forbid. A time is coming when true worshipers shall worship in spirit and truth, like Moses and Miriam, like Deborah and Barak, like Yodia and Epaphroditus, as they do forever and ever without end in the throne room, where there is no male, no female, no Jew, no Gentile, but only people of all nations and tribes together around the throne where the Lamb is in the center. And together they sing, we sing that one repetitious, holy, 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 for the glory of God forever. Amen. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, we thank you for the gift of your word, for the visitation of your spirit, for the invitation, God, into the Holy of Holies to sing our songs together with you. Break the bricks of our hearts, oh God, that this word would find fallow ground and that these seeds would take good root, that it would grow up to bear fruit that would last for the glory and the power and all imaginations are all lift up to you. For it's already yours. In Jesus' name, amen.